Steve Willett's up there in Wesco country. He's got Linwood and Everett. Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing great, Dick. How are you doing?
Good. Did the rain stretch that far south? Because he mentioned up north there was a lot of rain. Did it go all the way to Linwood-Everett game?
It wasn't really that bad tonight. It was coming down at times periodically, but it was really kind of a sprinkle and more wind than rain, but even the wind wasn't that bad tonight.
Nice. What happened during the game?
Boy, we had a great game here tonight. Early in the first half, kind of a back-and-forth battle. It was Linwood and Everett. These two teams come into the game tied with a 2-2 record. They were in a three-way tie for third going into the night. And at halftime, I mean, a very even game. It was 13-13. Everett kicked a field goal right as time expired in the half to tie that game up. And then all of a sudden, the second half, things got really interesting and kind of dependent on how you whether or not you were going into the wind. Linwood comes out. They score three touchdowns in the third quarter. They go up 34-13 at the end of the third, and we're thinking it's pretty much over. They switch sides, and all of a sudden, Everett and Murdoch Rutledge, who loves to throw the ball, he now has the wind at his back, and all of a sudden, he starts flinging the ball all over the place. They tie the game up with a minute 19 to go. They score their third touchdown of the fourth quarter to make it 34-34. Linwood strikes really quickly, and they go right down the field. They set Riley Johnson up, who had missed a PAT earlier in the game. They set him up for a 31-yard field goal attempt as time was expiring. Kicks it wide right, and we go into overtime.
Wow.
And then on the very first play in overtime, Everett has the football. They throw the ball into the end zone. Elijah Ross Rutter, who had a great night, made some key catches, goes up, has the ball come off of his hands, and as he's hitting the ground, the ball hits his foot and bounces into the air. Linwood intercepts it. Linwood then tries to score a touchdown. They drive down to the three, and then they start going backwards on penalties. They bring Riley Johnson again onto the field on fourth down, this time for a 34-yarder. This time he kicks the field goal through the uprights, and Linwood wins 37-34.
Wow. So Linwood in really good shape, and they've got Montlake Terrace and I think, what, Shorewood coming
up? Shorecrest coming up, yes.
So Linwood, coming up.
Yeah, they control their own destiny. They're tied with Snohomish now, and they've already defeated Snohomish this year. So Linwood looks like they're going to solidify that number three spot, which is huge because if you finish in fourth, you have to play a crossover game.
Mm-hmm.
And the crossover winner more than likely is going to get, I think it's going to be O'Day at this point. It looks like they're going to get the number one team coming out of Metro. So you wanted to stay out of that slot. So really huge win for Linwood tonight.
Absolutely. And are there West Coast scores for us tonight?
You know, there's a few of them out there. I know Arlington defeated Stanwood 22-20 in the Stilley Cup. So they're keeping their hopes alive. It still sounds funny for me to say Ferndale as a West Coast team. But Ferndale gets a nice victory over Oak Harbor. And that sets up a Ferndale Squalicum game next Saturday night. Winner of that game is going to win the 4A North Championship. And, Dick, if you don't mind, I need to give out another score from 7 days ago. Lakewood, by the way, last week winning their homecoming game 25-23, 32-yard field goal as time expired by a female kicker by the name of Sydney Gormley.
Nice.
Sydney was also playing in the band at halftime that night, and she converted an onside kick. So I wanted to make sure she got a little shout-out, too.
So she played the band at halftime, huh? That's fantastic.
They were down by 17 at the half. She's out playing in the band. There's pictures of it, too. She's a clarinet player. She converts an onside kick. She ends up getting credited with a tackle on another kickoff. Runner kind of stumbled right in front of her. She's only 5'3" and about 110. And then she goes out and kicks the game winner as the time expires, her first ever field goal. And she had to talk the coach into letting her try the field goal as he was contemplating using another kicker.
Wow. What's her? What's Lindsay's last name?
It's Sydney Gormley.
Oh, Sydney.
G-O-R-M-L-E-Y. Yeah, she's become quite the sensation up on the North End over the last 7 days. It's a pretty neat story.
She's got to be a big-time performer for us tonight.
Absolutely.
So, when you kick the game-winning field goal and you play in the band, that's pretty special.
And, you know, for us, looking at these field goals tonight, 32-yarders in high school as time expires.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Especially with this weather, no question. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it, Steve.
Anytime, Dick. Thank you.